So CBS or NBC Golf hire you today, take over their golf tournament coverage. Who do you fire first? Is there anybody you hire right away? And how do you change the coverage?
I get rid of everybody except I'd let Amanda do the questions. I would get rid of everybody who's a host. I would get rid of all the golfers. I would keep Terry Gannon, Judy Rankin, Amanda.
And that's Grant, Amanda Baleonis, yeah.
Amanda Baleonis and Grant Boone, pretty much would be my list. I think everybody else is horrible. I mean, you know, this business of folks thinking that going on television is a skill set that falls out of the sky is just also preposterous. I mean, look at Jaime Diaz. I mean, one of the greatest writers in the history of golf, and but that's something that he does alone in his room, you know, with the door closed, sitting in front of a computer and researching and thinking and editing the sentence and polishing the sentence, and can I make it better, and is there a different word, and is there a simpler way, and do I need to call this one up and get something investigated? That's a series of skills. You don't take that person and then say to him, now you're going to do the exact opposite. Instead of thinking quietly and alone in your room, you're going to be on camera in front of hundreds of thousands of people, and you have 1 second, one, to think of the answer you would have thought of if you had the rest of your life to work it out. You must come up with it right now. You have 1 second, but it has to be what you would have come up with over the next 30 years. He's not equipped to do that. He thinks things out slowly, thinks things out carefully, looks at it from different angles. The immediacy of TV, it couldn't be worse for him. First of all, the television hates him. He just doesn't look good on TV. He looks dark. He looks sinister. He has a scowl. He looks angry. He doesn't smile. He doesn't understand how the camera works. Why should he? He's never been in the business before. And then when it's his turn to talk, it's all nonsense. It's like Jim Nugent on the radio from Global Golf Post. They say, so what do you think? And he goes, oh, he's a really good player. And then 2 seconds later, I get an emergency phone call. Can you come on 30 minutes early? I go, what's the matter? They go, Nugent's on. I said, no problem. I'll be here. So, I mean, yeah, he has no business being on the radio. Jaime has no business being on TV. Chip Eisenhower has no business being on TV. That Englishwoman at the Golf Channel, I can't make out a word that she says. The young woman is now interviewing Tiger for Golf TV. I can't really figure out what she's doing, why she's there, or what Tiger is saying is of interest to anybody in the world, the way they've set up the dynamic. So it's all terrible. They all have to go. And all the producers, or each one, is stupider than the next one. Jack Graham is a moron. Tommy Roy is a moron. Brent Packer is a moron. Lance Barrow is a moron. They're all morons. None of them understand anything about the primary point, which is storytelling. And I've discussed this with a couple of these guys. I mean, you're really talking about very, very stupid people who don't understand how to tell the story. All they know how to do is push buttons. They do the mechanical side. Now, Frank Cherkinian, who produced the Masters from 1960 until 1996 when he got fired because Ben Wright couldn't stop from lying and Frank backed him up, you know, he invented the whole thing. But Frank was a storyteller. I knew Frank. We used to have dinner all the time when he came to Orlando, and we'd make fun of everybody in the business because we both figured we were the smartest two guys. And he understood a lot about me from a producing and a directing side, because that's what he did, but he didn't understand at all what I could do on camera. Now, on the other hand, I was good friends with Sean Connery, who understood perfectly well what I did on camera, because he was an actor too, but he didn't get how I could write all the stuff and direct and produce and edit and then go on the other side and then produce myself. So I used to have some really nice evenings with them. But I'll give you an example. Production of live golf. Okay, commercials. It's absolutely at the official low point. Now, the Masters gets it right because they have presenting sponsors. That's different than an ad. Presenting sponsor says, this is presented by IBM. An ad is a two-minute intrusion into your life during the golf. So the Masters has it right. The rest of golf is going to have to go in that direction, or they're going to lose all their viewers. And I remember talking to one of the idiot producers of live golf, and I said, you know, I said, the way you really ought to do the commercials is for the first seven holes, go really light. Let the storylines develop. Hook people. Get them involved. Make them care. That'll take you about seven holes to develop all of those plots. Then, on holes 8 through 11, when you've got us hooked, run the commercials. Go ahead and run them incessantly if you have to. We'll understand the rhythm of what you're doing and why. It's the least important part of the round. Now, when you get to 12, you start to ramp down again, and it's a 45-degree line down. So by the end of the show, you're really not showing commercials. Now, if it's really, really interesting on the last few holes and the ramp down is still too intrusive, then you pull those commercials and you do what's called the make good. You say to IBM, I didn't run your ad with 8 minutes to go because Tiger had this putt to win. And so what we're going to do is we're going to make it good to you. We're going to make it up to you. We'll run the ad you were going to run with the same demographic and the same everything and make sure you get the same response. So we'll make it good. And I explained that to one of the producers. There's no way that anybody can say to me that what I've just said to you is wrong in any way. So I told this to the producer, and he said, I don't really understand. And I just said, you guys, you are the stupidest people that ever lived. I'm sorry, you just are. You don't understand anything about your job. I mean, look at this guy, Mark Loomis at Fox. I mean, those telecasts are a disaster. I mean, you got Shane Bankin is growing a chia pet on his face. I mean, and now he's telling us how Titleist equipment works. He's not even a player. I mean, the whole thing is absolutely insane. I trust so few people. The news is so poorly delivered. Kuchar is a horrible person. Spieth can't play. DJ's so-so. There's no super players. We're in the deepest yogurt we have been in golf across the board ever, except for one thing, and that's the most important thing, which is for 99.9% of the people, of the 70 million people in this world who play golf one or more times a year, everything's fine. The golf ball since 2004 is no different unless you can swing at tour speed. So if you have 2004 Pro V1s, you can't hit them any longer or shorter than the 2019 Pro V1s. A professional can do that. But for recreational players, there haven't been any issues at all. Maybe the ball curves a little less for most of us than it used to, but I don't really notice much else. But at the pro level, it's insane because they're all hitting lob wedges in, and the most exciting thing in golf is a 5-iron recovery shot from a dicey line, a tough angle that only a great player can hit, but that element's been lost to the game. So for recreational players, everything's fine. I mean, the new rules, nobody I know is actually playing by any of them. Nobody's going to drop in the fairway and head two. Nobody's dropping from their knees. Nobody's going to drop outside of a bunker. People will do whatever they feel like with the flag stick. I mean, the people who are in charge of observing golfers' behavior and doing the right thing at the USGA, I always feel like they're like locked in a room with no information for years at a time, and then they just have to guess. I mean, it's all so poorly done. And you know, the woman who ran it for a few years, she's on drugs, she's on drinks, she doesn't know the winner's name. I mean, it's really a disaster. They have people setting up courses who aren't even trained to set up courses. If you're going to have the U.S. Open at Wingfoot, you save it the Super at Wingfoot. Make it like Tough Day. Make it like they can advance the golf ball, and that's it. It's a text. And then you show up and you watch your own golf tournament. You don't go to Wingfoot and add bunkers. You don't go to Wingfoot and do anything except shut up and get out of the damn way. You don't know anything about it. You can't set up one course a year, a U.S. Open course, and think that you're an expert. You can't do anything one time a year and think you're an expert. Get out of the way and let